Exim Bank JA.
Welcome to Exim Bank JA. I'm Shelley-Ann Henry, Chief Officer for Marketing at the Exim Bank. Today we have in studio Ms. Andrea Anigi Graham, CEO of the Business Development Institute. Ms. Graham is going to talk to us about the importance of developing the right business plan. From your experience in dealing with small businesses, what accounts for the high failure rate and where does a business plan fall in all of this?
The high failure rate is caused because there is no clear direction as to how you would want to operate that business. And the business plans fall right in place. It makes growing your business much easier. And the business plan is extremely crucial in the development of any business in the world, not only in Jamaica, because it's like the Bible that you follow as a business operator. It sets out clear guidelines where your business and the future of your business is concerned, who you're going to employ, what should be the code of ethics for the business, what is your main product, what is it that you're really offering to the community that you're going to be selling to, what you hope to do within the next 5 years, how much money you're going to earn, how are you going to really operate this business, what are the team players that you're going to need, and what is the job description of those team players.
What are the elements of a good business plan?
The last thing you write is your executive summary. It should be the most impressive part of the document because it makes the reader decides whether or not they're going to be reading the rest of the document. But what this does is to let you, the entrepreneur, get a clear idea of this business that you're going to operate, and you can just take it off your tongue just like that. It also makes the people who are working with you have a clear understanding of your vision, a brief description of your business. Why are you in business? The service that you're going to be offering. Who are your customers? You need to be able to define your customers. What is it that you're going to be selling to them? How are you going to price it? And an important segment of the business plan is that if it is going to take human resources, the HR department, to really make your business a success, emphasis must be placed in that area to show how the human resource is going to make the business work. If your business requires that you'll have to market a lot for your business to work, then your business plan must lean heavily in the marketing direction so that the financier can look at it and say, yeah, marketing is what is going to make this business work, and the emphasis is on marketing. It also helps you to identify problems long before they occur and from now fix those problems. To operate a business without a business plan is like they say, you plan to fail.
Despite all you have said, there are many who have taken their businesses to a particular stage without a business plan. Can a business grow without a business plan?
To a particular stage. The question to ask, are you comfortable at that stage? Do you think you need to go next level? And if you are going to go next level, then you need to lift that standard. So you really do need a business plan to take it to the next level. Because having it in your head cannot convince your financiers that you're able to do it. It must be on paper. And not having a business plan can make a business that would have succeeded in 5 years. It will take them 20, 30 years to become a success.
Well, as a financier, I agree that the business plan is definitely very important for us. It is kind of one of those things that show whether or not the business is bankable or not. Are you at the stage where you can get financing to move forward? And the elements of the business plan is what will prove that, as you just said.
Not only that, as the business operator, you cannot want me to invest in your business when you're not willing to invest the time to make sure that it is properly structured. If you won't take the first step, you probably won't take any other steps to make sure that it will last today and it will last tomorrow.
Do you recommend that an entrepreneur does their own business plan or gets assistance in creating it?
You see, when you write your own business plan, you can't take away likelihood from reality. Even if you do the frame, it needs a business consultant who have stood the test of time, who understand the rigors of operating a business, to be able to say to you, this isn't going to work, or in order for it to work. So you really need an independent person.
Absolutely. That's all the time we have for this enlightening program. We have to have Ms. Graham back on the program. Join us again for part two of the program. Remember to check our website for more information at eximbankja.com. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us.
That's our program. We hope this information has been useful. Don't forget that Exim Bank offers low interest rate financing for you, the Jamaican producer. Call us at 960-9690 or visit our website with questions or topics you wish for us to discuss at eximbankja.com. eximbankja.com. EximBankJA.com is a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica.